And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of March, 2025. March 15th is Buzzards Day. Buzzards Day was created to celebrate the return of these wonderful birds from their winter homes as they migrate back north in the spring. There is considerable confusion among people in the United States about what buzzards are. Here in the United States, people often call vultures buzzards, but the word buzzard is the old world term for birds of prey. Ornithologists say that buzzard is the common name for several species of birds of prey, including hawks. They are aggressive predators that go after live prey with their strong talons and sharp vision. They exist on every continent except Antarctica and prefer open country regions. They are particularly adapted to environments with plenty of perches for spotting prey. Their prey includes rodents, small mammals, and birds. While they occasionally consume carrion, buzzards prefer fresh kills. This opportunistic but predatory approach allows them to adapt to varying prey availability in different environments. Generally solitary or found in pairs, buzzards maintain and defend a specific territory. They combine soaring with flapping flight, especially when hunting or displaying, and they build nests in trees or on cliff ledges using sticks and foliage. Buzzards lay between 2 to 4 eggs. The female usually incubates the eggs while the male provides food. The average lifespan of buzzards is around 12 to 20 years in the wild. While vultures and buzzards may appear similar at first glance due to their size and soaring flight, they are distinct birds with different roles in the ecosystem. Vultures are specialized scavengers, essential for cleaning up carrion and preventing the spread of diseases. Buzzards are versatile predators that help control populations of small mammals and other prey. Recognizing these differences enhances our understanding and appreciation of these remarkable birds. Today is the birthday of Will.i.am, born on this day in 1975. Will.i.am, born William James Adams, is the frontman for the Black Eyed Peas. He began his plant-based journey in a bid to take control of his health in 2017 after learning he had high blood pressure and high cholesterol. He said, "I switched my regimen, went plant-based, and it changed my life. It took 8 days of a plant-based diet for my cholesterol to drop. I lost 20 pounds. My stress levels came down naturally, and I have more energy." Will.i.am has included his commitment to veganism in his songs. He wrote, "You eat the yellowtail, I'ma eat the plant-based. I ain't chewing on no food with two eyes and a face." The rapper has spoken out about the ethics of killing animals for food and questioned the corruption in the food industry. In an Instagram video, he said, "There's a force, a dark force out there that is doing a very good job of keeping us all sick." The Korean Vegan Podcast with Joanne Molinaro published its first episode on this day in 2022. New York Times bestselling author and master storyteller Joanne Molinaro, known to millions as the Korean Vegan, brings you weekly story times and powerful conversations designed to help you live a more purposeful and empowered life. And here is a hoppy folktale for today. A long time ago, in a peaceful hoppy village, there lived a little boy. His mother loved him so much that she dressed him in a pretty shirt and embroidered moccasins. One day, the boy wandered away from the village over the plain, and a band of fierce men swooped down and bore him off. They carried him to their camp, where the squaws took his shirt and moccasins away and gave them to the chief's son. Then they made the boy work all day and gave him so little to eat that in a few weeks he grew thin and sick. Now, near the camp was a high bluff on which lived a kind-hearted hawk. She often flew over the camp and saw the boy working hard and never playing with the other children. So one day the hawk flew down and hovered over the boy's head. "Oh, do not kill me," begged the boy. "I am not going to hurt you," answered the hawk. "I am sorry for you. Jump on my back and hold on to my wings, and I'll carry you away." The boy jumped on her back and held on tight, and the bird flew up in the air. She passed over the people, and when they saw the boy on the back of the hawk, they were filled with rage and wonder. The bird flew to the high bluff and put the boy down. Then she went back to the camp. She swooped down on the chief's little son and pulled off the embroidered shirt and carried it to the bluff. The hawk returned to the camp again and took the handsome moccasins off the chief's son. The people were terribly frightened. They packed up their goods and left the place. The hawk first dressed the boy, then fed him. After that, she took him on her back and flew with him to his mother. Then, without waiting to be thanked, the bird flew away again to her bluff. A hoppy folktale. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love the amazing creatures who surround us.